This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
To the Sons of Liberty, we were just watching some video audio coming from none other than the Attorney General Steve Marshall talking about the unconstitutionality and the overreaching also from another governor in South Carolina. And what's interesting to note is going back to Steve Marshall, the Attorney General there in Alabama, he said that Mussolini would be proud. Okay, now I want you to understand something, friends, and I've said it before, and I want you to listen carefully. What these people are doing is playing a dangerous game. But I also want you to keep in mind what's happening is how we're being assailed is by the people that we have tolerated. Okay, and I'm a preacher, and for people to put this into perspective, if we love God, we're going to keep His commandments. And if He gives us His Holy Spirit, He tells us He's going to give us the Holy Spirit to keep His judgments, to keep and do them. Okay? We are in a position today because we have neutered ourselves because of what we've allowed in the American church to preach to us. Oh, you know, I was thinking about this earlier, and I'm going to get back to my point in a moment. Do you realize how many people I see all across the country that have put themselves up in the ministry that aren't called to be in ministry? You know, Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ Jesus has not wrought through me. And it's interesting that I see these said hirelings, John 10:12, continuously talk about things that they have no understanding. And then when they spin out, people wonder why. Why did they spin out? Because they weren't practicing what they were preaching. Put that up against 1 Corinthians 9:27, okay? But we're in a position today in this country because we've allowed these bad guys to continuously assail us. That's why we are in the position that we're in. I said earlier, Patrick Henry quotes, and I'm not using ostentatious erudition, I'm just giving you quotes from our forefathers so you can understand what sort of men establish what it is that we have, because we're commanded to follow in their footsteps. Hebrews 13:7. Read it when you get a moment. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. Okay, so what we have here is the fact that the people have given up that force. Now we're seeing it from the tyrants. We're seeing it from the people that we know all the well. We did not vote in to the people's White House. We all know that. No, nobody in their right mind is going to vote for someone to attack them, to strip them of their God-given rights. You're not going to find anybody to do that. If you put it into perspective, they may say, you know what? You know what? I like this certain politician, but if you pull the curtain back and you show them the fruit hanging on the branches of that corrupt individual, I guarantee you they're going to say, oh, I didn't know that. And no, I would have never voted for him had I known that. No one's going to do that. That's suicide is what it is. So what I want to do is I want to go back over. And I want you to understand, and listen to me, and I'm not making no qualms about what I'm saying. I want you to listen to me carefully, and I want you to listen to me in understanding I know exactly what I'm telling you. We're coming up to the point where the said powers that are tolerated through the media and corrupt politicians, they are merely making war now against the unvaccinated. That's what Steve Marshall just told us, okay? They're creating a civil war like I've always told you that they were creating. And the fact of the matter is most people don't know. Gosh, I mean, I'm telling you folks, it's line upon line, precept upon precept here. And what are you talking about? Well, yesterday I was talking about Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. You know what he said? Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. They told us, right? And then I think about what I said yesterday concerning Hermann Göring. He was an SS sodomite. He was a pedophile, right? He said, naturally, the common people don't want war. He said, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. He said, that's understood. But the people always can be brought to the bidding of their leaders. I said yesterday, and I say again, in this country, we do not have leaders. We have no king but King Jesus. And we made our appeal to heaven, and those were the flags that were flying. The supremacy clause under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is the king that we follow here. Article 6, Section 2. Hermann Göring goes on. He said, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Okay? That is easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked. Well, how about we tell them that they're under attack by a bunch of people that refuse to take an experimental jab? Well, that's exactly what's happening. Joe Biden just told a small percentage of the American people, don't ever believe their statistics or their polling, it's all measured to try to belittle you and to browbeat you into submission to believe that everybody's doing it when they're not. But what I want you to hear, friends, is the fact that they want to browbeat you into submission to accept what they say. What they're doing right now is they are creating a war against the vaccinated. And folks, again, going back 2 years, I told you, once the pill and the jam came to the surface, that sooner or later, that's exactly what they were going to do, and it's exactly what they're doing now. Wasn't it, again, criminal, treasonous, disgraceful, Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, that said, you know what, it's not federal government's position to force anybody to take a vaccination. Of course it's not. And then what happens when he gets in the office? Just like any other said president. And by the way, they're not elected, friends. They're selected. Don't fool yourself into believing otherwise, because the agenda's going forward, regardless of the guy that you like and during the guy that, or put up against the guy that you don't like. The agenda's going forward. Pay attention to the details, friends. But what do we have? We have a guy named Joe Biden going against what he promised he would do again. And, of course, we didn't vote him in, so it doesn't matter. He should be hanging from a rope, to say the least. That's a fact. That's what you do with people that commit the act of treason. But the best that you get is Donald Trump talking about how he's trying to stop the extremists, when, in fact, he's the one that started the whole ball rolling. Okay, that's why we fix our eyes on the Lord. Put that up against Jeremiah 17:5. Let me get back to my point. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. You know what Adolf Hitler did? And we'll get back over to Mussolini in just a moment. He told the people, it's for their health. It's for their good. It's for their well-being. They have to have passports, friends, just the same way that they're trying to implement them today. Look at how fast they have pushed this thing fast forward. Look at how far they pushed it. And it's not even the Hegelian dialectic. It's a free-for-all. And they're making things up as they go. Who's to blame? Joe Biden? And the fascists that are working with him, pushing forth their agenda? Or is it the 330 million people that are tolerating them? Because that's how the Lord's looking at all of this right now. So it really comes down to this. It is up to us. We're going to take a quick break. Boy, that went really
quick.
Hello,
friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Liberty 1-866-582-9933, Sons of Liberty Media.com, social media platforms, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, people are asking right now, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is what I want you to hear. Okay, and I'm going to go back to Mussolini, because if you look on social media platforms right now, this was a guy that thought he was above the law, too. He's right here. The people after, they followed Mussolini all the way into the hell that he created. They questioned nothing through his totalitarian ways. The narcissism was second to none. Read that in Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. Until the country was completely destroyed, that being of Italy, did the people deal with the one that brought them there? Now, imagine if this would have been stopped before their country would have been destroyed. Now, I'm going to come back to that in a moment. I want you to remember this, because this is what it's going to come to if the American people do not put a stop to this. And I want everybody listening to me right now, I want you to go back to 17 years of ministry. I want you to go back to 17 years of radio ministry, and I want somebody to show where we have missed it concerning the lead that we have been following here. Romans 8:14, being led of the Spirit of God. How many times have we told you that this is what's going to come if the people don't deal with it? In every step of the way, the people ignored it, and they ignored it, and they ignored it, and then they get the result. And then you sit back and you throw your hands up in the air and say, wait a second, we tried to tell you not to do that. Or we tried to tell you to deal with these people, but you failed to do it. Okay? Americans, you're under attack, and we're coming to the place in the present where there's only going to be one way to respond to what's going on here. We see, for the most part, the courts are tearing down the law in favor. We've seen this from the new Supreme Court injustice, and I'm talking about Amy Barrett and how she turned on the people. concerning the vaccination. And, of course, look who appointed her. Same thing happened with Brett Kavanaugh concerning abortion. They played the conservatives. They put them in a position of being the victims. They got into place by the conservatives. Once they got there, they turned right on their own people. It happens over and over and over again. Because the American people don't realize that they're being planted into those positions. And you've been lied to once. You know, what do they say? Lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice and get away with it, shame on me. I mean, folks, we're talking about thousands of times these people have lied to you, and yet you still allow them to remain. Okay? Again, talking to the responsible party. The Tree of Liberty is going to, again, be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants if we don't put a stop to what's going on here. Write it down. Put the date. Put the time. Bradley Dean, this is what he said. Hold me to it. Hold me to it. Let me say it again. Thomas Jefferson said during the Revolutionary era and the establishing of this country, America, he said the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Folks, how many times have I told you that this is going to come to your front door? Amos 3:6-3. Amos chapter 6, verse 3. How many times did I tell you this over the last 2 years? Unbeknownst to us as to what we were coming up against, then they started to talk about contract tracers. That means they go to your front door, okay? Folks, you better get with the program. God is alive. He's still speaking. The Lord hasn't changed. Man has changed. You better get back to the cross and understand that the preaching of the cross is what you get here, Christ crucified. Okay? I want you to see this. Again, this is Mussolini. Isn't it a sad day for the people during this time era that they had to wait for their country to be destroyed before they figured out how to stop it? Isn't that crazy? Look at it well. By the way, let me insert this into the conversation. Mussolini, this is also the same narcissist that was warring against God. It was said that he said three different times publicly, this is Mussolini. And you're seeing the same narcissism come from this devil and the last devil and the devil before him and the devil before him. Mussolini said publicly, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Did the Lord oblige? Absolutely. This is the point I want to make really quick. And you know what it means when I say really quick, right? Absolutely nothing. But we're going to follow the thought through and the idea through so we can get its full meaning. There are people like the likes of a Mussolini, of a Joe Biden, of the powers that are tolerated, those that are pulling the strings behind them, that think that their day is not going to come. I'm here to tell you that is the furthest thing from the truth. We're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8. And we are going to answer for what we did and what we didn't do. What we said and what we didn't say. We're going to have to give an account for every idle thought and every idle word, as a matter of fact. But these are the people that want to dare the justice of God, and the Lord finally responded. And keep in mind, it was Mussolini that said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Why people think that they're going to get away with lying and stealing and killing and so on and so forth, John 10:10, and think that there's going to be no recompense, they have deceived themselves in a big, big way. Riches profiteth not in the day of wrath. They can have the whole world. Yet it was Jesus that said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Let me tell you, really quickly, the history of a Mussolini. When the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Remember, God accommodated. Was that the Lord's desire? No, he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He chose to go on in his devilish self. He lived, he went on in his sin, and he died in his sin. Well, what's interesting to note is Many years later, God did accommodate, as I'm showing you even now, strike me dead if you're there, okay? He was hung upside down with his mistress in his cabinet. Okay, they tried to flee from the people that he used to in the process of his rise to power. Okay. Well, what's interesting is Mussolini, when he was captured by his own people that beat his head in and killed him, executed him and his whole cabinet, he said, "Let me save my life and I will give you an empire that Mussolini couldn't give." Then began shouting, "No, no," right before they were executed. The account goes they were both executed along with the main members of his cabinet on April 29, 1945. Their bodies were savagely beaten and hung upside down on Esso gas station and the Plaza Loreto in Milan. Now, I want to show you what's going on here really quick. Men wickedly depart from God and his laws, and by following men who claim to be something that they are not, just like a Mussolini, just like a Biden, just like anybody that lives in sin, because men fail to judge them by their fruit, as I highlighted, they are then led away through deception. Millions and millions of people are slaughtered through contrived wars. And folks, you can see what's happening here in America. You're going to see similarly to that of the French Revolution. And it wasn't good. Okay? Okay, we're just forecasting. Write it down. Okay? If we stand corrected, we'll stand corrected if it doesn't happen. But I'm telling you, that's what's on the horizon right now. Just like the same thing 2 years ago when I had that dream that I shared with people, and I never do that publicly. By the way, false prophets, they go on the radio and they tell you this stuff, and they go on television, and they tell you this stuff all day long because it's a fundraiser for them. And it never happens. Well, we're supposed to what? The Bible says we're supposed to have a rock party with those folks in Deuteronomy 13. But we failed to take heed to the word of God, and then we get the results of man, and then we wonder why we're at the position that we're at. But the fact of the matter is, I never do that, and I felt pressed in spirit to share with the people that I see a tsunami coming. And I woke up, and I told you, listen, I know when I get it from the Lord, I got it. Just a matter, you can go ahead and say, you can scoff, you can mock, do whatever you want to do. Mark what I tell you. Okay? The first wave comes in. The second wave's a little bit higher. The third wave, if the people don't stop it at the second wave, there's going to be a third wave that comes in, and it's going to be a tsunami. What's happening right now? I'm just curious. Come on, somebody tell me. I don't say that arrogantly. I almost say that angrily because, folks, that's what the gift does here. We're back watchers. Okay? We're reformers. That's what we do here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I'm going to come back to this Mussolini, and I want to show you something because most people think the bad guys get away with it. Oh, no, they don't. I'm going to show you in just a moment.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A reason for optimism in the fight against COVID. Pfizer reporting yesterday its COVID pill can help cut the risk of hospitalization or death in high-risk adults by almost 90%. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC who will benefit most.
This is going to be a backstop for people who have a breakthrough infection despite vaccination that's being studied for breakthrough infections, people who don't respond well to vaccines, and people who can't get vaccinated for whatever reason.
Pfizer plans to submit its data on the pill to the FDA by Thanksgiving. The CEO tells CNBC he expects the drug could be available by the end of the year. A rising number of breakthrough COVID cases in the UK being blamed on children. Health officials say unvaccinated kids are passing the virus on to their vaccinated parents. Research finds vaccinated people have a 25% chance of catching the virus if they live with a symptomatic COVID patient. This is USA Radio News. Amidst a tough week, Democrats find something to cheer about.
On this vote, the yeas are 228 and the nays are 206. The motion is adopted.
The House last night passing a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. It's designed to fix roads, bridges, rail, airports, seaports, mass transit, waterways, broadband infrastructure, and build more plug-in EV chargers. This comes just days after Democrats lost a governor's race in Virginia and narrowly avoided losing the governor's race in New Jersey. President Biden sees good news in the latest jobs report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releasing the report yesterday. Over 530,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 4.6%.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans. Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
But labor force participation shows no movement in October, still under 62%. Also, we're over 4 million jobs short of where we were pre-pandemic in February 2020. This is USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Boy, you guys have been quiet. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Just to show you again, the opposite of what they're telling you through the mainstream media is true. Health Impact News just reported government's own data proves COVID shots are causing blood clots, heart disease, and death. Just seen some other information over there right now. Just found out that a 12-year-old boy in Germany dies 2 days after Pfizer experimental vaccination. Okay? There's so much information out there that counters the lies of the mainstream media. This is why people are standing up. And the fact of the matter is they're just going to go ahead and they're going to keep riding roughshod until the people put a stop to it. Period. That's it. That tsunami's coming in. Everybody knows it. The fact of the matter is, again, the responsibility lies at our front door. I want to go back to Mussolini again, and I want you to understand, because too many people think for some reason or another that the bad guys get away with what the bad guys get away with. No, they don't. Ask all the bad guys that preceded us that are in hell right now. Did they get away with it? Nope. You know, the Lord begs the question to the American church, why didn't you push that judgment date forward? Why didn't you deal with them? Look at all the destruction that you allowed them to basically create and produce. I mean, that's the voice of the Spirit. And it reminds me of Jesus when he was going up to the cross. And he looked at all the moms and all the people that were crying because he was being crucified for nothing he did wrong. And what did he do? He turned around and he looked at him and he said, "Don't cry for me, cry for you and your children, because if they do this in a green tree when you have all the information, power, and ability to put it to a stop, but you fail to do so, imagine what they'll do when they have total control over your lives, a dry tree," right? Yep. And the Lord continuously warned, and I'm thinking of Luke 11:42, when he told the people, listen, I come unto you, you kill your own, you stone your own, you won't take heed, you had no idea of your peace, but now you've rejected the Lord, and because of it, you're going to be encamped. The armies are going to encamp Jerusalem. 40 years later, there was the Passion of the Christ, where 1,100,000, which, by the way, is in the book, Fox's Book of Martyrs. It's Old English. 1,100,000 were crucified on the walls of Jerusalem. Why? Because they failed to act against the tyrant that did it to them at length. Just think about that. That's all Scripture, friends. It's all Scripture. So let me get back over to this, since we've made that point. Isn't it interesting? We were just talking about the cycle of tyrants and nations. And I was highlighting the fact that people are led away through deception. Millions and millions of people are slaughtered through contrived wars, false wars. And nations are destroyed. This, of course, occurs because the people should know better than to neglect duty through apathy and then blindly follow their leader. See, men tempt God by allowing tyrants to take the helm and steer into history destruction. These same men wish have never been allowed. In other words, they learned the lesson after the fact. They then return to God, the very God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they should have never departed from in the first place. Leviticus 26:40-46. Read it when you get a moment. Now, speaking of tyrants, they know that God is who he says he is. Just so you know. For he is the one with whom they feebly make war. James 2:19. Napoleon Bonaparte, I love this portion, I really do. And I didn't plan this, but here we go. We're going to the Holy Ghost. Napoleon Bonaparte said the Bible is no mere book, but it is a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. All. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice the word hallelujah in the book of Revelation was used in judgment. Hallelujah. Upon the heads of the wicked, Lord. Psalm 2:5. On the behalf of our posterity. So, friends, history teaches us just that. I want you to hear this. I love this. I love this. I love this. People think the bad guys get away with what the bad guys do. No, they don't. Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine. Did you know that Maxentine was drowned himself? Did you know that? Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage that he intended for Tamerlane. Ooh, it backfired. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians. Soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out among his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Folks, reaping and sowing, the Bible tells us that the Lord reigns upon the just and the unjust. If you're just and you're sowing good seed, you're going to reap a good harvest. If you're not and you're evil, you're wicked, you're sowing bad seed, you're going to reap that harvest too. Galatians 6:7. Valiant caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burned alive. Did you know that he was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where he himself was burned alive? See, reaping and sowing applies to us individually and corporately. Alexander VI was poisoned by wine that he prepared for another. I'm just setting the record straight, friends, that people understand that the bad guys don't get away with what the bad guys think they're going to get away with. This is the information, again, that the mainstream media does not want you to have, but I mean for them to have it so they can understand that if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. And that applies to everybody. Did you know that Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of French Protestants? How'd that work out for him? Folks, we're on to something. I'm telling you. I need to stop. Hey, folks. Remember when the blood of the Paschal lamb was set above the door? Remember it was on the lintel posts? And remember, as long as you were under the blood, when the angel of death, the destroying angel, came, which was the Lord's? Wasn't it interesting that they were safe? And the Bible says that the Lord saw it so that the Lord could see it. Make sure that you're under the blood. It's like Noah's Ark. He warned the people, that preacher of righteousness, over and over and over again. They mocked him. They scoffed him. Until it began to rain. He got into the ark. 8 souls were saved. Go to the book of Peter. Judgment floats your boat. Listen to me, church. Judgment floats your boat. We're going to go through this, Americans. We're going to see a lot of things that we don't want to see because, again, we've allowed it to come this far. Judgment floats your boat. Stay under the blood of Jesus Christ. Revelation 1:5. Pascal Lamb was a type of that of Christ. Go to Hebrews 9:22. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. We've been covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. The fact of the matter is, we belong to Him. The outcome also belongs to Him. I continue on. Maria of Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame, the cathedral for her wedding. Did you know that she bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to leave the line of the procession? She couldn't stand to see them. She said that she couldn't endure the sight of these miserable ones, the poor people. Ooh, not a good road to go down. Soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and hard as granite. Wow, that's crazy. Didn't know that. I know. Did you know that Fallon, when asked how the starving populace was to live, did you know that this dictator said, let them eat grass? I'm just setting the record straight that you understand that these bad people, they reap what they sow, individually and corporately as well. But we can put a stop to the bad people. We're commanded to put a stop to the bad people, just like our forefathers did. Read the Declaration of Independence. This is what Fallon said to the starving people. He said, let them eat grass. Did you know that afterwards, when the mob heard it, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris, they hung him, stuck his head upon a pike, and filled his mouth with grass? If this doesn't teach the bad guys the fear of God, nothing will. Except the people that love God enough to keep His commandments and judgments. Okay? Did you know that here at Antipas, you know, I heard about John the Baptist and he got beheaded. Yes, he did. But guess what? He also graduated. Okay? He also graduated. So did Paul. So did 11 of the 12 apostles. Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist, and Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. Okay? In the summer of AD 39, Antipas' money and his territory were turned over to Agrippa. What he had was taken away and given to another, just like the word says, while he and his wife were exiled, and Antipas died a miserable death. Did you hear about that? No, we never hear about that. This is all found in the Fox's Book of Martyrs. Pontius Pilate, who handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Did you know that Pilate fell under misfortunes in the reign of Caligula in AD 37 through 41? And by the way, even when that of Pontius Pilate, when he washed his hands because he wanted to show everybody that he was free. He was innocent of the blood of this just man and this innocent man. He was trying to show everybody, listen, I have nothing to do with this. Oh, you have everything in the world to do with it. Because even when his wife had a dream and said, have nothing to do with that just and holy man, he did it anyways. So what did he reap? Pontius Pilate, the guy that handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified, and the Herodians, Pilate fell under misfortunes. He was exiled to Gaul and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. Did you know that? Nope. Hey, folks, you're going to know the Lord in His blessings or you're going to know Him in His curses. There is no in-betweenites. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. What did He say right before that? I'd rather have you hot or you cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you, I'll puke you out of my mouth. Revelation 3. Read it when you get a moment. We'll be right back. We got one more segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply in the current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, I gotta tell you really quick before I get back to this point. Did you hear about this? Project Veritas, James O'Keefe's operation. They were just raided by the FBI. You are dealing with the Gestapo. That's what you're dealing with. FBI raids Project Veritas over Ashley Biden's diary. Folks, arm yourselves. Remain armed. Do not disarm. Do you notice simultaneously during this whole process of these unconstitutional mandates going on, notice how the Supreme Court is taking up the Second Amendment case again after, what, 20-some years? You better pay attention to what's going on for your own good, folks. See, because what you're seeing is you are seeing the cycle. Isn't it interesting? They're calling it the Gestapo. Just seen it pop up. The FBI conducted a raid of two New York addresses of people connected to Project Veritas as a part of an investigation on how Ashley Biden's diary was made public shortly before the 2020 election. In other words, folks, they're demonizing the ones that are telling you the truth. They always attack the ones that tell you the truth. Just so you know. And the media is right there to their own demise, these useful idiots setting themselves up for the fall. What are they doing, friends? They're selling out the people in hopes, as they betray their own people, that they're going to have a long, prosperous life because they just sold their own people out for 30 pieces of silver. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you look at these useful idiots, let me remind you, during times like this, you useful idiots, you're the first ones lined up on the wall and shot dead. Why? Because they know that if you're going to sell out your own people, sooner or later, you're going to sell them out, too. And then I would ask you useful idiots, if they're paying you to lie, steal, and cheat, what do you think that they're doing to you when they don't need you anymore? Yeah, let's put that one together. Just wanted to highlight the fact that, friends, brand new news just posted. FBI raids Project Veritas, and I also know Project Veritas firsthand, is suing Big Tech. I know as a fact that they're suing Big Tech right now. So apparently they're getting real hot, and what you're seeing is an exhibition of who they really are. Folks, these agencies are unconstitutional, period. Yep, there's good guys in them, but you know what? The good guys in them would stop the bad guys. There wouldn't be a bad name splotched all over the top of these agencies. And the fact of the matter is they shouldn't exist anyways. Lay the axe to the root of the tree, friends, period. Let me get back to this, talking about how the good guys think they're going to get away with it when, in fact, they don't get away with it. And it's a good thing that we're talking about that because it's applicable to these guys that think they're above the law. They're having their way right now. No, they are not. They're setting themselves up. They're going to fall into the ditch that they themselves have dug. And, again, what I'm trying to do is make sure that we don't all go with them. Let me go back to this. I just talked about Pontius Pilate, Herodias. Do you know that the Jews who heard and rejected Christ, did you know that they were destroyed by Titus and Vespasian? Vespasian and his father in AD 70, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ, to the number of 1,100,000. Besides those, Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee. Now let me go to the government that rejected Christ, namely the Senate of Rome during that time. After being proposed to have Christ adored as God, the vain Senate of Rome, they rejected Christ. Being content to have the emperor reign over them, listen to me, you idolaters. I put that up against Isaiah 30. Being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory, the Son of God, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusings. So the just permission in rejecting Christ was that God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were almost destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of, you ready for this? 300 years. 300 years. Anybody want to play with that? No, me neither. But that's my daddy. That's my father. My father, you see, he means what he says. Is he a loving God? Oh, yes, he is. See, it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. But keep in mind, we have a time allotted to us to respond. And guess what that time that's allotted to us is? Today. Today is the day of salvation. Why? Because we're not promised tomorrow. The Bible tells us that life is but a vapor. And I want to remind everybody again that Paul said that we came into the world naked and we're going to leave naked. And if you look at the top of a hearse, friends, for those that think that they're going to win the world and take it with them, I'm here to tell you that there is no luggage racks on the top of a hearse. You know, one of the greatest lies that Satan's ever told is that you still have time. Y'all know that? You still have time. I'll get saved right before I die. No. You're not saved. I know a lot of people, they give their profession right before they die, and then they preach them into heaven. It's just not true 9 times out of 10. Because if they were to live, friends, you would see that they'd go back to their sin just as quick as they prayed the prayer before they allegedly went into heaven. They're a bunch of cons. It's not true in any sense of the word. And I know people teach that all the time. They waited 80 years, 90 years. And right when they're done living their sinful lifestyle, they're going to go ahead and give it over to Christ. Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, because we know that one of the guys that was hanging on one of the crosses, friends, was going to see the Lord in paradise even that day. But you know what? He learned something that he didn't know, and he truly repented on the cross. Because he seen he was guilty and that Christ was being crucified. for a crime that he didn't commit. I want to show this to you really quick in ending because it is that important. It is Satan's greatest deception. And I want you all to take heed to what you're about ready to see here. Take heed, friends. Take heed. Satan stood amidst all of his cohorts, demons, imps, and the such, asking the question, what can I do to deceive the people further? Just then, Satan had the idea to reward the one that could come up with a new deception by giving him all that he would desire. Soon, a demon glided up to Satan and said, I know what I can do to deceive the people further. What? Said Satan with a loud, growling anticipation. I can tell the people that there is no God. No, said Satan with a loud voice. You fool. Man knows within himself that there's a creator, for creation itself testifies of this very truth. Soon, another approached Satan and said, I can deceive the people by telling them that they evolved from a monkey. Satan, with a loud voice again, reprimanded this one by saying, there is none so foolish amongst God's creation to believe such foolishness. Are there none here that are better at deceiving the people than those that have approached me? I thought to myself that I had taught you better than that. One more glided from the back with a smile on his face, confidently approaching his father of lies, saying, I will tell these created beings of the Most High that there is more time. And this is the rewarded demon that went forth to deceive mankind by telling them, you still have tomorrow. And what's worse, sometimes it's not the devil, it is simply men making excuses for what they should have done today, which they push into the future, which just may not come. Scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Well, there we have it, friends. There we have it. I do want to say that we still have the time to do the right thing. And it's a mercy of God that you have today to call upon his name. That's who he is. And folks, I wasn't talked into where I'm at, and I'm not going to be talked out of it. What God put in me, no devil in hell is going to take it out of me. But I want to make clear that 144,000 people every day die unexpectedly. Probably a lot more than that, especially with going on with all of these experimental jabs. How many people stand before God on Judgment Day, which 1 second you're here, 1 second you're gone, standing before your Creator, only to answer to Him for what you left off? How is it that you can look at the cross of Calvary and see the Christ bleed and reject that? That was done to cover your sins, your transgression against God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. When you get a moment, do yourself a favor, stand on the Bible, read Exodus 20, let it drive you to the foot of the cross where you put your faith in Christ that He gives you by the Holy Ghost. Remember, He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment to bring about godly repentance, sin before God in His moral law. That is godly repentance. I'm sorry I broke His law. Look at the love of God that He sent Jesus to die for me on the cross. And then we're called to live unto Him who died for us. That's not difficult. That's called gratitude. Talk to you in day in 23.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.